Truth. Wednesday, the seventh day of February. The prep tip today is to get and read the following book. Here it is, Eat the Trees. Simple three-word title, Eat the Trees. The author is Linda Runyon. I say again, Linda Runyon. The book's available at Amazon.com. A book that will show you which trees and what parts of trees you can eat for human nutrition. How about that? By patient Wayne Green and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 38 years ago, to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Communist Conspiracy, is the author of six books for sale at Amazon.com, and his website is jrnyquist.blog. I say good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us, sir. Your video's on, in case you don't know. And it's good to have you with us, as always. Lots of activity going on the world front. Tucker Carlson looks like we'll be interviewing Vladimir Putin soon. I'm looking forward to seeing that. And the war in Ukraine begins its third year this month. Was it two, 3 weeks from begins the third year?
The 24th, I believe.
Right, that sounds right. It would be the last Saturday of the month, the 24th. While we're on the topic of Ukraine, what updates do you have in Ukraine, if any, sir?
Well, the war is continuing. The Russians are attacking. The Ukrainians are giving a little bit of ground here and there. Russians are suffering heavy casualties. And the Russians are reportedly using non-Russians and ethnic non-Russian minorities in Russia for cannon fodder.
Okay. Any prognostications on where this is going and how quickly it'll get there?
No, the Europeans have come up with money to keep Ukraine going. They're short on ammunition, but they've got enough to at least hold their line. So while U.S. Congress dithers, the war is going to continue. There's a report that Putin said to Xi Jinping that he doesn't think he can win the war until 2025.
All right, that's 2025. So looking at more than a year.
Right. Well, it may be longer than that if it depends on what happens in the future. Nobody knows, but the Russians are determined. They're building up their war economy. They're continuing to mobilize people, and so it's a war. It's the biggest, longest war in Europe now since World War II.
Obviously. I read that the Lithuania is drafting young men into their army. Any thoughts on that, sir, if you're aware of it?
Well, Lithuania needs a bigger army and is in grave danger of being invaded, as all the Baltic states are. Lithuania has more population than the Latvia or Estonia, Estonia is so tiny, the Russians could overrun it in 24 hours. But Lithuania is near Poland. It could receive support from other NATO forces and could have a chance of holding on. So I think they're trying to increase their odds in the event of an invasion. Putin has threatened to invade them and has threatened to invade Poland. Basically, the Russians are laying claim to any piece of territory that has ever been under Russian control, which would include Alaska, by the way.
My recollection is President Clinton gave the Lithuanian army several thousand M14 rifles. I think I got that right. Excellent, excellent battle rifle, ideal for battles on the plains of Europe.
The Lithuanian army does not have any tank formations that I know of, and they would have to rely on tanks from Poland or Germany or the U.S. To defend themselves. So far, the NATO forces that are not native to the Baltic states that are in the Baltic states are sort of token. They're very small. They couldn't prevent. Right now, if the Belarusian army and the Russian army went into the Baltic states, whatever deficits those armies have, they would defeat the Baltic states. And whatever token NATO forces are there, they're just simply too weak to withstand an attack. And there is no really good defensive terrain. There's some forests in Lithuania, I suppose you could say, but it's not a place where you can make as strong a defensive line. And when you get into Poland and Europe, you've got great rivers that run north to south that can be used as defensive lines, and you can knock out the bridges, and you've got major cities, major urban areas where the highways go through, where you can set up defenses in those towns and cities, and they're very difficult to get around. But the Baltic states, it's pretty easy for the Russians to overrun those with their allies.
Right, right. Well, so they've done it before, haven't they?
Yeah, they took the Baltic states over in 1940 when the West was fighting Nazi Germany. They basically gave them ultimatums and just marched in. I don't think there was any resistance. There was, because it would have been pointless.
You know, I'm no student of history all that great, but were those Baltic states occupied by the Third Reich at the time?
No. They were independent countries in 1940. They had become independent countries after the abdication of the Tsar in the Russian Civil War. The Russian Empire contained the Baltic states, Finland, most of Poland, well up to Warsaw. The Russian Empire was quite large. These countries became independent. During the Russian Civil War, you had the Soviet-Polish War, in which Poland fought the Soviet Union. Ukraine was an independent country at the end of World War I and had its own government. So, I mean, these claims that Lenin created Ukraine, it's not really true. The Germans insisted on Ukrainian independence from Russia as part of the Treaty of Brest-Litovsk. And that was, you know, because they were concerned about Russia attacking them again from the east. They thought this was a guarantor of Germany's security from the east. But Finland fought a civil war. In the Finnish Civil War, the whites rather than the reds won. That's where General Mannerheim became such an important leader Finnish defense minister, and then at the end of World War II, he became president of Finland. But the Baltic states were completely independent when the Soviets invaded them. The United States did not recognize the annexation of the Baltic states in 1940. We never recognized that was Soviet territory diplomatically.
Well, that part of the world has known a lot of warfare the last 100 years, hasn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, Europe generally, I mean, not a lot in the last, you know, since World War II, there hasn't been any warfare in those countries.
Right.
We've had one of the longer periods of peace in Europe. You know, since World War II, remember 1945, that was almost 80 years ago now. So that's a long time. And but now there's really great fear that Russia is not satisfied with just being Russia. Russia is a country that has had a long history of being an empire. And the Soviet, at the heart of Moscow today, you have Lenin, and he's not buried. He's in a mausoleum. It's like a giant pyramid,
right,
made out of, think, granite and basalt. And, you know, it's it's a huge tourist draw. All the communists from around the world want to go there, and they won't bury him. And there's a big question. Why won't they bury him? And, you know, they have the same music for their national anthem as the Soviet Union. They didn't return to the Russian music. They didn't put the Tsar in the mausoleum and bury Lenin, because they did find the Tsar's body because the Bolsheviks murdered him in 1918. And his whole family, yes. so there's a lot of these anomalies. And then there's the biggest anomaly is that Russia is militarily supporting all the Marxist-Leninist regimes around the world, is in close alliance with them all, including China, which is a Marxist-Leninist, you know, it's a one-party state ruled by Marxist-Leninists, North Korea, Angola, Nicaragua, Cuba, Venezuela. There's Russian troops in Venezuela. So it's a very strange situation that in its behavior, in its alliances, in its policies, it is still apparently part of the socialist camp, or the what we used to call the communist bloc. Why? And of course, Putin is a KGB, was a career KGB officer. Well, the KGB was the armed part of the Communist Party. It was the sword and shield of the Communist Party. And Putin has publicly stated that he never got rid of his Communist Party card, and he liked communist ideas. So this is a contradictory over the way he tries to depict himself to conservatives. And now that he's going to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson, I think Tucker Carlson just doesn't read. He doesn't know the history. So he's not going to ask the right questions. And I'm afraid that Putin is going to, what would you call it, color the truth and lie in order to fool Tucker Carlson and all of the people who trust Tucker Carlson. So I'm afraid that's what that interview is going to be. Because even the way Tucker Carlson framed it in his little broadcast from Moscow is all wrong. He was in Moscow and he described the war in Ukraine as being 600 miles away. Well, Ukraine's a lot closer to Moscow than 600 miles. And in fact, he described it as if we were killing the Ukrainians, not the Russian army ordered really? In by Putin. Yeah, if you listen to it, he makes it sound like it's our fault that all these people are dying, that this tragedy is our doing. And that's a very peculiar thing. It's but only in the history of communism do we see that the Nazis were very honest. Yeah, we invaded the countries, we killed the people. The communists would always, when they would invade a country, it was the fault of the imperialists. Look at Vietnam. It was invaded. South Vietnam, the Republic of Vietnam, you were in that war. Right. South Vietnam wasn't invading the North. And the Americans weren't killing the South Vietnamese army. And so when communists are killing American boys in Vietnam, what are the anti-war protesters who are obviously under communist influence shouting, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today? As if the American soldiers fighting in Vietnam were being killed by their own president rather than by communists. You never, ever admit that your enemy is communist and that he's actually killing your soldiers and invading countries. And we got the same exact lay of the land and propaganda here in Ukraine, which is really troubling.
Are you ready for our first caller here, Jeff?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello? You hear me?
Go ahead.
All right. I've been... have you ever watched I've been watching the recent YouTube posts of people that are tracking the Ukraine situation. Paul, the U.S. Army combat veteran, and this airline pilot. What is his name? Dennis Davidov. And they've been saying similar things. They've been saying that in the Avdiivka area that the Russians are losing taking about 20 to 1 in casualties in that area.
Yeah, I haven't listened to their reports, but I haven't heard the 20 to 1 figure, but I have heard that they've lost a lot of troops and vehicles there at Avdiivka. And there's another place that they're looting them to. But yeah, Avdiivka seems to be particularly difficult. If you read the memoirs of German generals on the Russian front, they would say, we can't understand why the Russians will attack the same place over and over again and slaughter themselves over and over again. We just can't figure that out. And it seems like nothing has changed in terms of Russian military practice from World War II. They attack along the same lines. They keep repeating attacks in the same areas. They keep suffering heavy casualties, and they keep pushing that way. And in World War II, when they had a huge population advantage over Germany and the Axis powers, they could actually afford to do that. But now it's kind of strange with Russia having not a great population growth, with a lot of Russians not having children, and their population growth rate being low. They're doing this now. This is kind of frightening. If I'm a Russian, I'm thinking, what are they, nuts? We need a new government. We need to reform this thing. This is not right. And of course, for what? Ukrainians are happy and want to defend their country. If they didn't, the Russians would have overrun it on the first day. The Ukrainians fought them. Ukrainian civilians came out and picked up anti-tank weapons and shot tanks in the first days of the war. And there's accounts of these guys, people who were just, you know, accountants and office workers, going out from Kiev and then running into tanks and shooting them. So the Ukrainian people stopped this invasion, the Ukrainian army and soldiers. And it was not, welcome Russia, we'll throw flowers on the tanks. That didn't happen anywhere. And even the Russian-speaking Ukrainians have turned against the Moscow government. So if you want to do what is right for the people of Ukraine, you pull the Russian army out and you stop the slaughter. Ukraine has been an independent country for more than 30 years. And its borders were accepted by Moscow in 1992 and reaffirmed in 1994 with the Budapest Memorandum. So this is a very strange. Of course, the Russians were controlling Ukraine through through corrupt politicians and through the Communist Party of Ukraine, and then later the Party of Regions and the Communist Party. But so they didn't think it was a problem because Moscow politically controlled it through their political puppets. Once the Ukrainian people got free, though, they were interested in invading and annexing, you see, because the collapse of the Soviet Union wasn't as advertised. They were holding large chunks of it together to reunite it in the future and come back at us, along with the Chinese being their allies. So this was their strategic thinking back more than 30 years ago. But their plan didn't work out exactly the way they envisioned. That's why they've got this war now.
I don't know. That's a pretty high stake. I know that plan is a pretty high stakes gamble. I mean, there's a lot that can go wrong with that.
Well, the Russians, the Russian communists have really good reason to be confident in their ability to control countries where they control the leaders and the police, especially the KGB. So they could control. And in fact, you look at countries like Poland, I think that Donald Tusk and his government, he's really a pro-Russian. I mean, there's a rumor, it's not substantiated, that Tusk was a Stasi agent during the Cold War. So you, their agents can recapture countries, even within NATO. You know, I don't think I regard Viktor Orban, who's a friend of Putin, I think that he never changed his allegiance. He pretends to be a Hungarian nationalist. I don't believe it.
No. Hold on, gentlemen. We have a break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Company!
Ladies and gentlemen, my Valentine's Day sale begins today on the Liberated Rocket Heaters, $500 off the Liberated Rocket Heater at thelibertyman.com. It's a great savings, doesn't happen that frequently, and can't tell you when the next one sale might be. Go ahead and place your order. I do the sale price refund manually. Filling with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Jeff, before we get back to our discussion, how can people subscribe to your website, please? You're on mute, Jeff.
Yeah, there's a PayPal button below every article or video that they can support the site.
All right. You have a further follow-up on John from Texas's question, sir?
I thought I answered his question.
Okay. Well, then we'll move on. John, thank you for your call. We appreciate it. Okay. What direction would you like to go next, sir?
Well, I guess we can. I did an interview that's going to be posted later today on my site with Mr. Wang of Luda Media about China, and he has sources inside the Chinese government, and he believes that from his sources that China is planning to have a disruption attack on the U.S. from people that they've infiltrated across the open border. that they can disrupt our society and maybe cause our economy to collapse. That they've got a sequence of moves planned that would allow them to take advantage of the United States being disrupted. And so they are moving their industry, he says, to on a war footing, military, and that this is continuous. And he says they are supplying weapons to Russia and high-precision machine tools for Russia to build up its military industry. And, of course, this is very serious because Russia and China have more industry, more military industry than Europe and the United States combined many times over. So we have to appreciate the fact that that whatever the deficits that China and Russia have, they have these tremendous arms industries in place already that would take us years to be able to build up to match. Our qualitative advantage is only it depends on whether quality can beat quantity if quality doesn't have depth behind it in terms of numbers.
Well, it's been a while since I mentioned this, but I had the opportunity when I was in the Army Reserve to inspect very carefully firsthand Russian armor that had been captured at Fort Hood, Texas. And it looked like a C-minus high school shop project. The very rough welds, that very crude manufacturing. They did stop and go, and they would shoot projectiles, but very crude manufacturing, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, of course, they didn't build it for the comfort of the crew.
No.
All it had to do was move and shoot.
Right.
I mean, that's basically it.
And the radios of all, most of the tanks would only receive, they could not transmit. The leader of the tank platoon could talk, but the rest of the tanks could not respond. They could just take orders.
Well, they didn't want those guys talking over their commander, would they?
No. Can't question orders. Cannot do that. I know you're going to get in touch with your private source in China. Has that happened yet, sir?
No, I was talking about Mr. Wang. I interviewed with him. But he's one of my Chinese sources. But it's similar to what he said. He was the one that made the 57-minute, who smuggled the 57-minute tape about China mobilization a year ago last May. That was him, and people died to get that tape, you know, to us. So I mean, they're our enemy. They want to destroy the United States. They are moving on to a war footing. And, of course, they're taking advantage of this open border, which Mr. Biden is facilitating to have this open border. I mean, if you have 8 million people coming across the border, how many thousands would be Chinese agents or Chinese saboteurs and people that could be under the thumb of Chinese intelligence forced to work for them?
Good question. Good question. It's been more than a year ago, thereabouts, that we were talking about all these Chinese transport ships being loaded up with military vehicles. Any follow-up on that, sir?
Well, they've retrofitted their Ro-Ro ships, many of their Ro-Ro ships, to carry. This is one of the things the Guangdong meeting talked about, was taking 60 Ro-Ro ships. A roll-on, roll-off ship, that's a Ro-Ro ship. It's you load it with cars. You know, you go to somewhere, you load up with cars, and you move the cars to another country where you're going to sell them. And you can make it for tanks.
Yeah,
you can
make it. Hold on, we are about an air break. We'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there on the forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. It will educate you, inform you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad, make you angry, including more than 200 articles about the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Really a great education. My Valentine's Day sale of Liberty Rocket Heaters begins today. I talked to the CEO last night. He authorized a sale that ends at midnight a week from tonight. That's $500 off the rocket heater. Go ahead and place your order at thelibertyman.com. I do the sale price refund manually. Billing with Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. And let's go ahead, Jeff. What topic would you like to move to next? Jeff? Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm right here.
There you are.
What have you been talking about on your show?
A lot about the clot shot and the consequences of that. I think it's it's very important to know that this came from China initially. COVID-19 came from China. that the Chinese Communists were complicit in the COVID-19 and the vaccinations both. I think that it's extremely important that people be aware of that, that people avoid getting these vaccinations if they haven't already. We're up to booster number 8 for people that keep getting the boosters. My friend Marie Lasseter, the elected coroner of Texas County, she says that this calendar year will be the year of the beginning of the big die-off. She's already seen a dramatic increase in people dying in her county over just a couple months before. The most people died in January of December 2023. Since any month she's been in office, a lot of dramatic increase in cancer deaths. So we talk a lot about that, Jeff.
Yeah, I've seen some statistics. It's still, very, very tiny fraction number of people that are actually dying right now. And I guess what some of the best numbers are coming out of the UK in terms of knowing they're a little bit better at reporting. But there's many countries involved in this. I think that obviously a shot, a vaccine that was not properly tested, that was given to a billion people, wasn't a good idea. That was pretty stupid to make a guinea pig out of a billion. If you're going to test something, test it on small numbers of volunteers. Don't sort of trick a billion people into taking it, because what if you've just injured or killed a billion people? You're risking that many people. I mean, we don't know what the ultimate percentage of people hurt by this would be. But yeah, I know two people that got the Moderna vaccine that have got kidney cancer within about a year or so with the Moderna vaccine.
Yeah, well, it's called turbo cancer. People go from no diagnosis at all to stage 4 in just a matter of weeks. It's really scary.
Well, these were treatable. My one person that I knew had a kidney removed, and the other one is they're waiting to decide. And it doesn't seem to be moving that fast, but kidney cancer is a pretty rare form of cancer. So to know two people that have it, that came down with it under those circumstances, it's anecdotal, but it's kind of weird, So that's my story. But I did not. I told everyone I knew, don't take the vaccine because it's not properly tested. And it came out. One of my readers found an article in a Hungarian magazine that one of the scientists that made the Pfizer vaccine was a Hungarian who was listed in a book as being a communist agent of the Communist Party of Hungary and an agent of that party. So that's kind of interesting. We had Judicial Watch getting these documents from Pfizer showing that the first plant for making the vaccine was in Shanghai, which means that the Chinese had something to do with making the Pfizer vaccine. I don't want to give my dog food made in China, let alone a vaccine that you're putting in your experimental vaccine, putting in the veins of Americans. I mean, and then you have the issue of if China, you have the Chiao Chen speech. General Chiao Chen talked about biological warfare on the United States, killing 100 million Americans, 100 to 200 million Americans with a bio-war world. Well, viruses aren't terribly good weapons, according to the literature on biological warfare that I've read over the last 35 years. If something that you put in everybody's arm to fight a virus,
right,
that could be 100% weapon, if that poison breaks down your body. And then there's concerns about damage to the mitochondrial, I saw a study, mitochondrial DNA of internal organs, to exposure to the spike protein if you had repeat exposure. Well, every time you get one of those vaccines, you're getting exposure to the spike protein.
That's right. That's absolutely right. I don't want
to call it. Your body can heal after one exposure, according to the study, but with experiments on mice that have, have been humanized. They do a process to make them more like us.
Right.
So they're experimental subjects. Mice, after repeated exposure to that, they suffer organ failure because a vicious cycle develops in the body where fibrosis of the different organs kicks in, and you basically have organ tissue that no longer functions as organ tissue. It's alive, but it's not functioning. So then you end up having your organ failure. And that's what this study was suggesting could happen. And so that every time people go and get the injection, they're doing further damage to their body because that spike protein is so, you know, toxic to the body that it's how many exposures to radiation, for example, or any other toxin or thing, something damaging to the body do you want to have?
Absolutely. Well, your understanding correlates with the coroner of Texas County. She says once you've got the vaccination and one or more boosters, you're pretty much toast. She suggests people getting their affairs in offer and all together, getting their affairs together, if they get the vaccine and one or more boosters.
Well, I don't know. The human body is pretty resilient, but I would caution people against, you know, when it comes to these kind of scientific issues, there's a huge area that we just don't know. Let's say the vaccine was accidentally, they didn't understand the spike protein. You have these studies, these theories. What really happens is usually different from what people, even scientists, imagine in advance. So the proof is in the pudding. Now we're, how many years out are we? The vaccination started in early 2021. Well, maybe December of 2020. For the first ones, but you know, the first large-scale vaccinations were happening in January and February and March. Well, gosh, this is 2024. That's 3 years ago. And so there are increases in deaths, but it's quite small increase in deaths overall. So you would have expected if this stuff was, you know, a lot of people were saying, oh, it's going to kill people within a couple of years. And you still have Dolores Cahill, I think, was saying that, what did she say, 4 or 5 years the vaccinated people are going to die?
Well, it's a period of time with the big die-off beginning this year and going into next year and going for years into the future.
Well, I hope not. But, you know, what's going to happen if the big die-off doesn't happen this year? Do we adjust our, you know, hopefully we adjust our thinking to saying, well, you know, we don't want to go and say the next year is going to be the big die-off. Because
well,
we just
already,
don't know.
Right. Well, she, being the coroner, of course, she's on top of the number of people that die in her county. And the last month, they had more people die in her county than any month since she's been coroner. We'll get a follow-up soon when the next reporting month is in to see if that continues, Jeff.
Well, one of the things to keep in mind is that the baby boom generation, which is like 1940, originally was 1946 to 58. So I'm the tail end of the baby boom. I was born in 58. That is the largest population demographic because people came back from World War II and had a lot of babies. So you got this demographic reaching old age, right? I'm 65. People born at the beginning of the baby boom were 77. Right. So you're going to expect to have more people dying now just because of the baby boom. But if you have people with vaccine injuries dying earlier, which is very possible, or spike protein exposure, that could increase that number further. But that is different than saying that everyone that was vaccinated, and we don't even know the exact numbers, but everyone who is vaccinated will be dead. You know, I think we should be careful about making pronouncements because a lot of people listening to this broadcast right now received a vaccination or maybe a vaccination and a booster. So that would be pretty scary to hear that. And of course, we just don't know that's true yet. Right?
Right. Well, there are some unknowns and it's a work in progress. We got a call here, Jeff. We got James in Vancouver. Good morning, James.
Yeah, I was going to call earlier this week, maybe last week. 4 years ago, there was a place I used to frequent called in Burnaby, which is a suburb of Greater Vancouver. It's called 55 Plus. What it is a place where everybody over 55 gets to go and hang out. They got a nice lounge with the fireplace and whatnot. And up to 2020, anytime I'd go in there, there'd be at least two card tables full of white women playing bridge. And then there was the Cantonese women, and there was the Mandarin women, and then there was some Sikhs, and a whole plethora of different nationalities, what have you. And I've been back since 2022. It reopened in 2022, I believe, or 2020, late part of 2022. And I was back there a couple of days ago, and there are no white women there at the card tables, playing cards and acting up the way they used to. There's no more Sikhs. There's a couple of Cantonese people, and that's it. So I asked the security guy. I said, gee, I haven't been back for a while. I said, where are my friends? And he just looked at me, and he's a new guy, too. So I think people are dying of this stuff. They were crazy enough to take it, thinking that... yeah, this is a real pandemic. Yeah, there was a virus. No, there wasn't. So I look all around me and see evidence of people missing in action. So that's it. Thanks kindly.
Okay. Well, bye thanks now. For the observation. We appreciate that. You ready for our next caller here, Jeff?
Yeah.
We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Hi. Heard you talking about the vaccines and excess deaths and that sort of thing. Another aspect of this that's been getting touted a lot these days is this notion of shedding and saying that non-vaccinated people can be infected, you know, with the spike protein or the mRNA, shedding from those who have been vaccinated. And that we're seeing shedding victims getting the same types of problems like amyloidosis, clots, and things like that, and all sorts of different things. Actually, the latest thing is CJG, Creutzfeldt-Jakob syndrome, with the spike proteins getting past the blood-brain barrier to the brain and causing problems that way. But I would amen what Jeff was saying a minute ago about we're thus far, while it may be the case that many more people are going to die off from the vaccines, we've not as yet seen an excess deaths. Now, they may be increasing. He pointed out the baby boomer thing, and then the coroner lady noting more deaths. But we should be seeing, based on the screaming and yelling that we've heard about this and the lamenting, we should be seeing much more of a parabolic curve or sort of exponential growth or something like that, or at least a much higher arithmetic growth in the number of excess deaths. And thus far, that does not seem to be the case.
You know, I should make another comment. You know, there was a real serious vaccine injury case in the first Gulf War with Gulf War syndrome. And I think the scientific studies on this are definitive now. They suspect the anthrax vaccination, which was an untested one, but that's not conclusive. They believe one of the vaccinations given to the servicemen, and that would be U.S., U.K., and I think Canadian servicemen received these vaccinations. And what they proved is that people that didn't ship out to Iraq who received these vaccinations also their numbers are consistent. And the larger number of vaccine injuries were showing up within 2 years, although there were injuries that showed up later. And there is, in this population, an enormous death, a very high death rate taking, 30 years. I think, what is the statistic? It's more than half of those who suffered Gulf War syndrome have died. And, of course, these are people probably in their 50s now. As the Gulf War was 30-something years ago, and most of these servicemen were in their 20s when the war took place. So this was a thing where they had vaccinations that were not properly tested. They used the servicemen as guinea pigs. And the percentage of injury, I think it's, someone can correct me, but it's something like 400,000. I'd have to look at my numbers, were considered vaccine injured out of, I don't know, 800,000. I'm not remembering the numbers right, but it was a significant percentage. It was between 40 and 50% vaccine injury. Maybe somebody can correct me. It's my memory is gone on it, but it was a significant percentage of the people that fought in the Gulf War that were injured by these vaccines. But
anthrax.
Yeah, they suspect the anthrax, but they couldn't nail it down in the study. Right. But it was an autoimmune disease. They definitely determined, which meant that the vaccines could be the only cause.
Okay. Glenn, thank you for your call. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters. are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, well, Jeff, this hour has flown by, as typically they do. You've got about 3 minutes to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Well, I guess since we're going to be expecting Tucker Carlson's interview with Putin, I want everybody to remember that Putin lies, that Putin misrepresents himself and his country. He misrepresents his motives. He misrepresents what happens in the past. And he always is going to place the United States and the West in the position of being the bad guy. And that is because he is trained to do this. And it does, and people have to keep in mind, it is the Russian army that invaded its neighbor Ukraine. It isn't the Ukrainians that invaded any Russian territory. And that Russia had accepted the Ukrainian borders in solemn treaties more than 30 years ago. And that's a violation of international law. It's a violation of the nuclear non-proliferation treaty. Ukraine had a nuclear arsenal at the end of the Cold War when it became an independent country, and it gave up its nuclear arsenal with a security guarantee from the U.S., U.K., and Russia. It's called the Budapest Memorandum. It's an addendum to the nuclear non-proliferation treaty, and Russia signed it. So guess what? Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons, and Russia would guarantee its borders, and Russia has invaded it. So just on that ground alone, how can you say that somebody has done something bad? And Ukraine did not join NATO. There are no NATO troops operating in Ukraine, despite all these fake stories that appear. Ukraine is a country that would like to join the European Union for trading purposes to better its economy. But that's Ukraine's business. Ukraine's a sovereign country. It shouldn't be taking dictation from Russia any more than the United States should dictate Mexico or Canada's policies. That's not look. And when people say, "Oh, this is Russia's backyard," they're entitled to do whatever they want. Well, does that mean we're allowed to invade Cuba now? Because that's 90 miles from our shore and it's a communist country. You know, so the Russians have played in our backyard. We didn't invade Cuba. So let's make sure that we stick with international law on this one, huh? But Putin is done wrong. And if anything that Tucker Carlson does is to vindicate Putin, shame on Tucker Carlson.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, it's a fast-changing world with a lot of moving parts. And we observe, we educate ourselves, and we move forward to protect our families, don't we, sir?
Yeah, well, that's what we should do.
That's right. Jeff, thank you. Have a great week. We'll have you back next Wednesday. We appreciate
it. Okay, thank you.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils, now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please, a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. Large, beautiful state of Missouri I get to live in. Even larger, beautiful state of Texas. The Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.